Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, who do you have going all the way?
Who do you have going all the way?
Michigan.
What?
No way. And they survive the Tritons of UC San Diego.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We've got our Final Four predictions.
Kansas over Auburn.
You got Kansas? Ooh.
It's Calipari over Self.
Earlier on the show, actor Morris Chestnut, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, Steelers defensive tackle Cam Hayward. Actor Rome Flynn. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Rome Flynn is in our green room right now. I'm wondering, what would he rather be known as? One of the stars of season four of Godfather of Harlem on MGM Plus with Forrest Whitaker.
Okay.
What would he rather be, introduced as? That. Or the MVP at this year's NBA Celebrity All-Star Game?
Definitely that.
I mean, the way he balled, right? He balled out during that game. Okay. So,
I guess we'll ask Rome. It's his choice.
Definitely his choice.
I'm running the 40-yard dash for charity this weekend. It'll be at the Rose Bowl.
Yes.
The fabulous Rose Bowl.
Can't wait.
And that'll be shown during the draft. And I am preparing for it. You're watching it. By having my third tag along of the day.
By the way, I just had one. I took a bite of one. And these are pretty good. Peanut butter.
Like, people are like, how do you train for the 40? I just answered you. I'm having Girl Scout cookies.
By the way, those Girl Scouts, man.
Thankfully,
those like little strong arm terrorists.
Oh, my God. Let's not call them that.
I mean, they're hanging out there.
The microphone's on. You know what? Our guest is waiting.
You can't say no to him.
Our guest is waiting. And, he's a Walter Payton Man of the Year. Okay? So, have some composure. Last time I saw him, he was on the other side of Adam Ray and Bert Kreischer's makeshift New Orleans kitchen at the Super Bowl, where we both were eating something ungodly. Horrible.
Horrible.
Bert was terrible. Cam Hayward here on the Rich Eisen Show. Am I wrong, Cam? Damn. That was inedible. It was terrible.
Yeah, that was not a good sandwich. Oh. I made a better sandwich once you left. But it was not good look.
Dude, I had to leave because I had the game day morning Super Bowl 8.5 hour edition meeting, I had to get to. I couldn't have ran out of there fast enough. It was terrible. What did you make? I missed what you made. What did you make?
I made the same sandwich, but a lot better. I'll say that.
And by the way, Cam told a story about how his dad used to go to the JCC and kick people's ass in basketball, right? Like back in the day. I'm like, wait a minute.
Everybody got a kick out of that. At first, there was one wrong word I said. I said a kegel instead of a kugel.
That's true. That did set Adam Ray off. That's true. You set him up. But at any rate, good to see you. Good to see you. Where are you on pickup? Are you picking up your kids today? Is that where we found you right now?
I had lunch. I had a lunch with some of my strength coaches. So
okay,
it's to really set up right at the home base.
Okay, very good. Did your strength coaches tell you who was in the building today, Cam? Anybody?
They did. They did tell me who was in the building today.
Okay.
that person's name is, what's his name? Who's in the building today, Cam?
Are you talking about my trainers?
Yes. No, I'm talking about the guy you kind of called out on your pod, Cam. That's who I'm talking about.
That's, you know, it's funny. Everybody gave me crap. They said I called him out. I don't think I really called him out. I just said I was not going to go on a darkness retreat to recruit him. But if he wants to be a Steeler, he can be a Steeler. Like,
right.
It doesn't. That's the pitch. I don't know why everybody thought, oh, Cam's really going at him. And so some fans felt, oh, yeah, keep doing that. And the other fans felt like, oh, man, you're really going to scare him off. I'm not scaring anybody off. I just want to win games and play good football.
Right, and part of that is knowing that you got a team, you got a quarterback, and you got something going on. And if your team can't build in the proper way because they're waiting on one guy because he's on, wait a minute, let me get this right, a darkness retreat, as you said? That's not calling him out at all, Cam. Not at all.
I guess not.
Oh, but hey, he showed up today, right? So what do you think now that he actually was in the building today, Cam?
There's plenty of people who show up and then don't get signed. So, like, I'm not putting stock in that. I that's not my decision. Omar, Mike T, y'all handle it out. Y'all figure it out.
Okay. But and in all seriousness, and I will give you the floor on this, guy signs, you got a problem, right? There's no problem. No. The guy signs, he's your quarterback?
No. Anybody who signs, I welcome to the team. You know, I don't have an ego and think like we can't win with a guy. I get excited for our team. You know, you bring a guy on like that, he's got a good knowledge of the game. And I think he can only help.
And in terms of, you know, the rest of how you're viewing season 15 for you, as you're sitting in this car on this program here in late March, Cam, what's your two cents on that one, man?
Excited.
You are,
you know, this is year 15, but it's year 15 with DK Metcalf and George Pickens, you know, a defense that should be a lot better. When you got add a guy like Darius Slay, and, you know, Malik Harrison and, you know, Juan Thornhill, just to name a few, but like, I get excited about our team. I know it's a marathon, not a sprint, but, you got to like the way this team is constructed and, you know, going forward.
And, of course, year 15, man, you want to talk about how things have changed for the Steelers. Trading a draft choice, A, for B, a wide receiver, and C, giving him the contract that they gave DK Metcalf. If I told you that over the first few years of the Steelers, you'd say, what team is this again, right? It's kind of different.
I would have thought we were the Rams or something. Right. You can get rid of those picks pretty quickly. But, you know, I think we're in a state of you know, urgency. We have a lot of guys that, like myself, that are in the latter stages of their career, and we all want to win. It's not just enough to win a playoff game, which we haven't won in a couple years, and there's a bad taste in our mouth because of that.
Urgency, if you don't mind, give me a little bit more meat on that urgency bone. What do you mean by urgency here?
Urgency to win. Urgency to do it before we have multiple guys that, you know, hang it up. You know, you have a guy like TJ Watt. You don't just get a TJ Watt and you sit on that TJ Watt. You make sure you maximize those opportunities to win at a high level. And with Minka Fitzpatrick, you know, all pro guys that are, you know, soon to be Hall of Famers that, we have so much respect for, we got to win now. It's not enough to look towards the future and say, oh, 2 or 3 years out, we could be very good. 2 or 3 years out, we could be a totally, completely different team. So we got to make the most of this right now. We got to be engaged in trying to win this this year. And I like the way our team sets up. You know, we add a guy like George. I mean, not George, but DK next to George. And then next to a guy like Calvin Austin, who can fly with anybody. DK is going to get a lot of balls. George is going to get a lot of balls. And we still have a running back in Jalen Warren that might be the best kept secret.
Yeah. And that's why you're talking about an urgency with a bunch of, you know, OGs that are might be looking at the clock on the wall a little bit here. To be honest, that's why Rodgers is kind of a fit there. If you think about it, right? I mean, like, I don't know how much time he considers in his head that he does have left, but it would be similar to what you might be thinking, Cam, you know, and others on the team. That's kind of why it sounds like it's a fit. if you don't mind me just saying that, Cam.
Yeah, there's some poetic moves being played. You know, the last Super Bowl he won was against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right. And now we kind of need him to come over here and win a Super Bowl. But the thing I love that it's not just going to be one guy. There's a multitude of guys, if he does come here, they're only locked in on that. You know, if you walk into our locker room, every guy in that room is focused on trying to win a Super Bowl. We don't go a day, we don't go a minute without talking about it. And I think you bring a guy with that, there's a level of accountability he brings and, you know, expects from guys around him. And as a defender, we love that. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
We will see what happens. I do have to point out when you talked about the wide receivers, you did leave out a national champion wide receiver, Cam, you know, and Roman Wilson. He is there. And that's another way for me to point out to say congratulations to you.
Love poking the bear with that one. Don't
not poking the bear. Your school,
yes,
your
yes, school, he does, Cam.
Your school is the most recent national champion. Although you know, the most recent national champion to win their conference and be undefeated in doing is Roman Wilson's school.
But he might get those wins vacated. So what are we talking about?
On what? You mean vacated by the National Corruption Athletic Association, Cam? That's what the West Virginia governor and attorney general call it right there. See, it's a national. I don't know what you're talking about, Cam.
You know, I do agree with you on that. You know, when you look at the NCAA, there's a lot of hypocrisy there. And, you know, I was on a team that won the Sugar Bowl, which we had to vacate our national championship because guys were getting tattoos and such. And, you know, now, like, we had to get rid of Jim Tressel for that. But, like, now that's viewed as, you know, besides the point. And we lost a good head coach because of that. I know rules change, and I know, you know, things go on with the NCAA, it's ever flowing. But, you know, you just ask for everything to be fair across the board. And I kind of feel like Michigan, they went a little bit further than that.
I hear you. I hear you, Cam. I hear you. I see you. And it's pretty cool, though, that Justin Fields and Garrett Wilson are connected again in New York. How good do you think he can be, Cam, with this opportunity, having seen him up close and seen what... Well, and the neat thing is he didn't say a word. He didn't say a word in Pittsburgh. He didn't say a word in Chicago. He just keeps his head down. And I'm wondering what your perspective, having seen him up close doing his business, about what he can do in New York with Garrett Wilson and this opportunity.
First of all, Justin's a class act. He's a guy that works his tail off and wants to lead by example. I was kind of bummed it didn't work out here. I thought we were going to have a chance to get him. But I know that dude's going to dominate in New York. He's going to give that team a good chance. Between him and Garrett Wilson, already having a relationship there is huge. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, Justin just wants to be great. And, you know, he's not going to settle for that. And I think he's just always picked up little things he's done across the year or across his seasons. And so he's, you know, learned from a guy like Russell Wilson. He's, you know, in Chicago, he learned from his times there. And I think that's just all going to lead to him being a really successful quarterback, you know, a guy that could be an MVP down the road. Because, you know, I think Justin's just biding his time before he takes his lead by storm.
Well, this is he's got a big opportunity. And again, he and Garrett Wilson back together first time. Maybe they could play like it's 2019 as the last quarterback wide receiver combination to beat Michigan back in 2019. Let's see how that would work. Cam, what?
You know what's nice?
What's talking facts? Is that nice? No. Is that what you're saying?
If we want to talk facts, I never lost to Michigan, so I don't know how that feels.
Yeah.
Wow. Did we just lose Cam? Did the connection get fucked?
No, I think it's pretty clear. It's good. Yeah, it's pretty clear.
It's great.
You're the best, man. So this is part of a home and home, not just football pod. I'm coming on next week on your show, so I look forward to that.
I can't wait. We got a lot to talk about.
Excellent. I do look forward to that, and you know, and I will be. You want me there? You don't have to call me out. You don't have to call me out. You could just, you know, just reach out, personally ask what you did, and I'll be there. You know, you don't have to call me out or anything like that. Okay?
I'll just make sure I don't make any sandwiches for you.
Oh, that was so terrible.
We're going to have a great time.
Dude, honestly, like, we shot that, I believe, on a Friday. I think we shot it on a Friday. Sunday, yes. Game day morning, Super Sunday. I'm like thinking, what's that taste in my mouth? 48 hours later, it was that bad. That's how bad it was, Cam.
It was not a good sandwich.
Oh, you're being too nice. See, that's the Walter Payton man in the air in him right there. Not just football. Well, sorry.
I'll just say this. The only thing with that sandwich was it was right next to the potato salad, and the potato salad didn't look good as well. So
he put it right
I think
in.
We were set up for failure.
There was no measurement, by the way. None. Just none. You know, when you're, you know, baking or you're a good chef, you're particular.
Right.
Yeah. There was nothing.
Well, were the raisins in the potato salad?
Oh, my God. There's just three. There was no measuring cup. Cam, you know his measuring cup was the palm of his hand.
Yeah, so he cooks like he drinks.
Pretty much. he kept his shirt
all over
on.
The place.
Thank
all
God. I would never have eaten a thing he did, certainly with his shirt off. Cam, thanks again, sir. I will chat with you again next week, and you know, good luck. You know, just keep calling him out. Maybe you'll get him on the signing on the dotted line, Cam. You know,
we'll see. If that's what calling out is. But okay, thank you so much.
There you go. Cam Hayward, everybody.
Hey, we'll see on the pod.
I'll see you next week. There you go. That's Cam Hayward, the first part of a home and home. I'll be doing next week. You know, I might do it from here, right from here. Maybe you guys can just jump in and wave at him.
Why not?
So there you go. He wasn't calling him out. Just nope, saying just... I'm not on a darkness retreat.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little elbow.
Yeah.
And Rogers is there. But he left.
He left.
Dude, is he going to show up? And are we going to see him showing up with the Giants tomorrow?
I think so.
You really think so? He's on a tour? You think he's on a tour?
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, I mean, look, you already left Malibu to go to the East Coast. New York is right there.
Over here.
You might as well just go there and get the trip.
Maybe he's got to clean stuff out of his apartment.
Well, he had that huge house.
Yeah. Well, that's right, his apartment.
In Jersey.
Did I say apartment?
Yeah.
I meant mansion.
Yeah.
Well, he could live in a condo.
Get together, have a few laughs.
Elma J. Fudd quarterback. He owns a mansion and a yacht, just
a
like
pool,
you.
A pool, a pond,
not a mansion. Condo.
All right. Again, we'll ask the guest how he wants to be introduced. Is one of the stars of Godfather of Harlem on MGM Plus, or the MVP of the NBA Celebrity All Star Game? I think Rome Flynn. I think we all know what Rome Flynn wants. Well, we'll find out from him
MVP.
Next.
MVP.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
At the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Now's the best time to get that Hyundai car or SUV you've always wanted. Plus, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of limited complimentary maintenance. Don't think you can get away with all that? Think again. But don't wait. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. So visit your local Hyundai dealer today. It's a great day for a new Hyundai.
Rome Flynn here on the Rich Eisen Show. Our radio audience just rejoined us, and we just saw a teaser for season 4 of Godfather of Harlem, which premieres on MGM Plus on April 13th. And of course, MGM Plus, you can check it out right here on Roku. And I mean, again, so you're acting with Forrest Whitaker, and then you're playing the character that most of America knows as Denzel, having played, you know, obviously an American gangster. Yeah. So no pressure. No pressure at all, right?
No, I'm built for this. I mean,
yeah, of course you are.
It's like last second on the shot, you know, last second on the clock. I want to be the one shooting it, you know,
like you did in the NBA Celebrity All-Star game.
Okay. Yeah, something like that.
All right, let's jump in here now. So whose team are you on for the
Barry Bonds?
You're on Barry Bonds' team.
Yeah.
Okay. So how is Barry Bonds as a coach?
Right. Great guy.
Okay.
He didn't really know a lot about basketball.
He didn't.
But no, he didn't. But you know, but the thing is, like,
so that normally wouldn't be a great resume builder for
right.
basketball coach, right?
Yeah, but we got Jerry Rice on the other side, you know, who is. I don't think he knew much about basketball either, you know. So I think the playing field was a bit even, you know. But
sure.
But Barry was competitive, and that's what I wanted.
Okay.
Because I wanted to see how guys were going to approach the game. Like, are we going to play for real? Are we going to try to win?
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to, like, take the approach, like, let's just play all the influencers and the people that everyone knows? Or are we going to try to win the game?
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to win.
What was your stat line in this contest?
I think 22, 8 rebounds, 5 assists.
Okay.
Yeah.
So look, there you are. Who are you? I guess. I mean, this right here, it looks like you're being fouled. But it could be called both ways. I mean, it looks like you're throwing
hand.
Your left arm. I know you see the hand. I don't know who's guarding you right there, but
that's Shelby. He's an Olympic jumper,
please.
Gold medalist.
Please.
Hacker right. Also. That's my guy.
It looks like he's looking for the baton handoff right there.
Exactly.
So who else were you? Who else were you on the team with? I mean,
a couple guys. Kai Cenat was on my team.
An influencer,
yes,
of note.
The biggest
one.
Is he
any good? Because he was in the Super Bowl flag football game. Was he any good?
He's probably a lot better in that than he was on the court.
Okay.
But he came to me at halftime. It's like, man, I just want to score. Man, I'm like, listen, I got you. Just run with me.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a point where we were wide open. And I told him to run ahead, you know, and he got a layup.
That's Baron Davis behind you, right?
Yep,
there,
B.
Huh?
Davis. Yep, that's my guy.
Okay.
He was on our team as well.
All right. Look at you. Where's that trophy right now?
Where it's at home in a box. It's about 40 pounds.
What do you mean it's in a box?
It's in a trophy box.
Oh, okay. I thought you haven't taken it out. I would walk around with that.
It's heavy, though.
I would walk around with that like as a chain.
If I brought it here and gave it to you, you'd be like, someone come grab this.
Okay.
It's heavy.
It's that heavy?
Yeah, it's heavy. It's legit glass. I was like, you know, I understand the concept, but, you know. They're like, doing interviews with holding it. I was like, all right.
Okay. So your team in the NBA is which? Which is your team?
My team is one of the biggest teams, LeBron James. Is my team.
But he's not he's a
well,
player.
He's technically a team because wherever he goes, you know, no matter who he's with,
okay.
They're competitive. So that's my team, LeBron James. But I like the Lakers. I like Luka. I like a couple teams in the
I
league
right
now.
I can't believe they're on the same team. I still can't. Yeah. Every single time I turn it on, I'm like, what the
feels
hell?
Feels like a dream, really.
Oh, or a nightmare for the Mavericks. You know
for
what I mean?
For the league, really.
Well, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
You know? So you're where are you from?
I'm from Chicago. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, there are probably people who you know in Chicago
mm-hmm.
that would think you saying I'm a LeBron fan,
yeah.
let alone a Laker fan.
Yeah, a couple of my homies
heresy.
Yeah, that are here with me right now. They, you know, Chicago.
You're on the set, one of the two Jamals?
Yeah, I got two Jamals with me, both of them my homies.
Okay.
And both my homie from Chicago, Jamal, you know.
Is he allowed back in Chicago for saying LeBron's the guy and he's a Laker fan? I mean... He's giving me a look that...
he said, you don't want to talk about it.
It's tough, right? I just, okay.
They let me back. It's cool. I try to be involved in community and stuff like that.
Okay, good.
But LeBron James, man, the greatest of all time.
LeBron James.
We had this conversation in hour one with Morris Chestnut, who was sitting there.
That's my guy, too. I just saw him. Yeah, it's crazy. I see Morris every Tuesday and Thursday in the morning. I play basketball like 5:30 in the morning. And a lot of time, he's just there. And I just saw him... yesterday
uh-huh.
and we played and
How's he
won
doing?
The game. He was like, yo, and let's talk to him for a little bit. I thought maybe he was gonna be here, but
mm-hmm.
he's great, man. I want to work with him. He's dope.
I was in a basketball movie with him.
Oh, really?
Like Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I missed that. I gotta go watch that.
Now, hold on a minute. Let's break down what just happened.
Let me just.
Okay. No. Stop. Let's break down what just happened. I didn't play.
Okay.
Because that's the way you were kind of looking at me, like, well, you know,
you
like
I left that kind of.
Well, I mean, it is a basketball movie.
That's true.
I mean, I guess it's a supernatural fantasy movie that Lil Bow Wow could put on Jordan shoes and start hooping it up and winning NBA type games. I totally get it.
That's really crazy.
But I was in it.
Okay.
And
did you play yourself?
I did.
Okay. How was it? Playing yourself?
It was great.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm great at that.
Did you play up any part of yourself even more than you normally would?
Well, back then I played up my hair.
Oh, you had a lot of hair back then?
I did, yes, I did.
Okay.
I got you. That's my only game that I had. You know, I've lost that part of my game. You've noticed.
But you've gotten better in other areas, man.
I appreciate you saying
that. Polished in other areas. That's all.
I'm polished. By the way, don't say that word to a bald man. Who's your NFL team? What's your NFL team?
So, again, I'm more of a narrative guy. Like, I like players. So, I'm fond of the Commanders. I like.
Could you, Jaden Daniels? Is that
yes,
why?
I mean, just historic rookie season.
No doubt.
I'm a fan of the Chiefs, just the dominance. I feel like they kind of, especially this past year.
Yes.
The way that they won their games.
Yes.
Everyone thought it was a fluke. I mean, they got all the way to the Super Bowl and they got smacked. But
yes.
I think there's just something special about kind of how they navigated the season and got through the injuries and all these other things and ended up still making it to the Super Bowl. And so I'm fans of a bunch of teams. I try to make sure I watch. I'm interested to see who's going to go where in the draft.
I've got to be honest here, Rome. LeBron, Luka, Chiefs, Commanders. Do you like any teams that lose?
I'm a winner.
Rome.
But I do love an underdog story, man. I do.
Okay.
And I like the fact that Jalen Hurts got himself a ring.
Okay.
Because I think he's when you think about a quarterback and how I feel like they tried to label him early on.
Yes.
Not being much of a pocket passer and kind of needing to have a great running game, which they went and got Saquon. It's like, okay, I knew they were going to be great, but he was the reason they won that game. He got to get his lick back, which is what he said. He wanted to get his lick back. And he got redemption. I love a good redemption story. He sat there and watched all the confetti fall. And he's like, you know, I'm going to come back here.
Yeah, he kept the him walking off the field with the Chiefs confetti on the ground as his phone screensaver all the way up to Super Sunday this year. I don't know if he's since changed it.
Let's hope so. I hope it's him, maybe he needs motivation.
Smoking a cigar or something like
that? Something like that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So it's interesting, Ian, you choose your redemption story involving a winner.
Yeah, like, winning.
So, you know, what about... You know, a team that has yet to win.
I like that too. Okay. But I think I'm mainly, so for instance, let's talk about the Bears, right? Because I'm from Chicago.
Let's talk about the Bears. There you go.
I think I like the offseason moves, you know?
I do too.
I feel like I can recognize when a team is making moves to better their team or to just have a mediocre season. And sometimes I feel like teams are more interested in just making the playoffs or just being in contention as opposed to like, putting pieces together to go for a deep playoff run. You know, they're shoring up that O-line for my guy back there so he can get a little bit more time. I mean, as you can see, he was one of the most accurate quarterbacks last year, which I feel like is also a misleading stat in a way because as a quarterback, you have to sometimes put the ball in jeopardy. Like you have to throw your receivers open sometimes. And I think a lot of times he didn't, I don't know if he necessarily didn't trust like the receivers to get open, but he didn't throw a pick until like the last game of the season.
Yeah, he got his ass beat all year long.
Yeah, he ran around.
Yeah, I called the game they won in London. He had four touchdowns. It was his best game of the year. Mm-hmm. And so, like you, he's a winner, and I root for you both, just like you do, for all the winners.
Yeah, all the winners.
Rome Flynn here on The Rich Eisen Show. Godfather of Harlem premieres on MGM Plus on April 13th. How did you get started? Do your business.
Basketball?
No.
Oh.
I love that. I love this. Yeah. No, tell me how you.
Because that's why I'm here. Tell me how
you got to that championship podium lifting your 40-pound ball glass because you're driving around hurdlers, you know?
That was always the goal.
Please tell me more about that, Rome. No, in all seriousness, how did you get started in acting?
Yeah. So I didn't grow up, you know, doing drama. I didn't know anything about acting growing up. I did music. I still do music now.
Okay.
And so I kind of got introduced to acting because of that reason. Mm-hmm. I ended up doing like a showcase, like an art showcase that I heard on a radio once. And I was driving and my friend was with me and she's like, you should do that. I was like, really? I was like, yeah, like I dare you to do it. And so I showed up to this like open casting call for an art showcase. And they required you to do at least four categories. And one of them was acting. It was like monologue. Mm-hmm. Another one was like a cold read, which is where you read a commercial like off a page and try to sell it. And then—
Do you remember what monologue you did?
No, but I remember that my cold read was for Crest Whitening strips.
Oh, yes.
I do remember that.
All right.
And it got me in. It got me into the art showcase with that. And I ended up winning that category in the art showcase. With that particular commercial, you know, I just sat up there and said, hey, Crest Whitening strip. I just did the thing, you know, and I won. I was like, maybe I'm good at this. And I went home and was like, my life is different now. And I think I got to change course because I had a scholarship to play basketball at the time at Benedictine University in Illinois.
Sure.
And ultimately, I had to walk away from it to pursue acting. And so that was a whole conversation I had to have with the coach, kind of tell him like, well, I didn't tell him I was going to pursue acting. I told him, I lied to him a bunch of times and I just tried to figure out which lie was going to work best because I was like, there's no way he's going to believe like I'm leaving school to go pursue to be an actor, you know? So initially I told him like, I have nowhere to live. He's like, don't worry about that. I put you in the house with the guys, take care of rent. And I was just like, what could I come up with that he couldn't have a rebuttal for? And I was like, my mom is sick.
Oh,
I went there. I had to.
But you're a good actor.
At the time, I didn't know. Maybe I was.
It was your first scene.
It was my first scene.
That didn't involve a whitening strip.
Right.
Okay.
And it worked. And he said, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And I just called my mom. I'm like, you okay, right? She's like, I'm fine. I was like, all right, just want to make sure I'm not manifesting, you know. Yeah. And so ultimately, at that point, I kind of decided to shift gears and prepare to try to move to L.A. And so it took me like a year and a half to finally get out here. But I had to walk away from my scholarship to do that.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
And then so you wound up on a soap? Is that what was your first
game? So, yeah, when I got out here, I actually did a made-for-TV film first for VH1. It's okay. Called Drumline 2. It's been many years. But Drumline 2, the first Drumline was...
Significant?
Significant. I mean, it impacted me as a kid. Like, I started drumming, like, when I was in sixth grade because of it. And then here I am doing, like, the sequel sort of to that film.
Yeah.
And that was my first time I've ever booked anything. Mm-hmm. And then it was a dry spell. Like, I didn't understand the business. I thought I was good. Like, once you book something, you think, okay, I got to figure out what I'm going to say. I'm going to get interviewed. Let me clean up anything I need to clean up in my life. Like, I'm telling my mom, like, hey, things about to be a little different around here. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm on TV now. All right, mom? So you can't be doing this, doing that. And then, like, I didn't book anything for months. And then I had to get a job again. Mm-hmm. And I started working at a cafe. And
you did.
Yeah, I worked at a cafe where the hours were allowed me to still audition.
Were you good here in LA? Were you good as a waiter? Is that what I imagine what you did? Or did you do?
Actually, I prepared the pastries. That was
it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're a pastry chef.
Bread.
Look at you. Yeah. Oh, okay. You prepared the bread.
The pastry, bread, all of that. But okay. It worked for me because the hours were just like 4:30 in the morning to 1 p.m.
So I could then audition for stuff,
you know. Right. But I will say, a lot of times I would get done with the pastry stuff early and have to wash dishes, right?
Sure.
And there was a guy I worked with, and I saw him every day. We got real cool. And I would be washing dishes, and one day he looked over at me, and he's like, man, you look a lot like this guy on this movie I just saw last night. And I was just like, what movie? He's like, this movie on VH1, man, Drumline 2. Like, you look a lot like this dude, but no way that's you. You wouldn't be here, like, washing dishes. And I'd be like, no, that definitely wouldn't. I'm sure that guy's doing great. I'm like, hand me that towel. But that humbled me. I was like, if I get my opportunity to be on a set or the opportunity to play a role, like man, I'm going to cherish it and know that it's always fleeting.
And then you got The Bold and the Beautiful?
The Bold and the Beautiful came through for me.
What's the weirdest, wildest thing you did as a character on The Bold and the Beautiful? What was that?
Yeah. The wildest thing for me was that I played an orphan from South Africa that was adopted into a very wealthy family. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the premise of the show. And my girlfriend at the time, her sister was transgender. Mm-hmm. And so my girlfriend was a surrogate for her to have a child, and that was the storyline.
On the soap.
On the soap. That ultimately, I won the Emmy for, though. So,
damn straight you did.
Yeah.
Okay. And now here you are, you know, on Godfather of Harlem season four. You were saying that you were picking the brain of Forrest Whitaker on the set.
Uh-huh.
You want to share something with Forrest?
Yeah.
Any, you got something with you and Forrest from the set?
Some of the greats, I equated to being able to probably watch Michael Jordan work on his fadeaway. Like being able to be in the gym with just you and Mike, or watch him do that.
Yeah.
Or watching Steph Curry warm up. It's like being, it's like, that's the equivalent, you know, being on set with, like, I've worked with Viola Davis in the same way, like, mm-hmm. intimately for a couple of seasons on How to Get Away with Murder. And so working with Forrest gave me that same feeling. And like the greats, you always think that they come in and it's like, wow, they're overprepared. It's like, they're prepared, but it's the natural instinct in them that really is special about them. And so I would see him just have a conversation with me. We start a scene and he'd just be locked in. Just automatically just Bumpy Johnson, and then we go back to talking. And I'd say that's special because a lot of this business is not being in your head and just understanding where you are and where you're going as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it so well. And so I got to talk to him just about like his career. I was just saying, like, you know, you're one of my favorite actors. I get to work with you. And he's just like, I think you're great. And I was like, wow, you know, I appreciate that because he didn't have to say that, you know. So I had a couple of moments with him like that, but for the most part, like, my character is on his own journey, and a journey of self-discovery, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're introducing a new character to a show, they can't just drop you in with all the main characters. Like, you kind of have to establish some backstory.
Sure. Certainly with an established show like this one.
Exactly. So a lot of it I spent alone, you know. And then toward the end of the season, like, you know, I'm more involved, you know. But early on was just me and trying to navigate the arc that I kind of wanted to have for this character.
Before I let you go, and you may not be aware, but you and TJ Jefferson here on the program have hung out before.
What? Really?
at the Palace in Monaco. You want to put the photograph up right here?
I know you look familiar. There, my man in the back. Yeah.
That is TJ in the back.
Wow.
And there you are on screen right there. You are.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Right here.
I'll give you a quick story about this real quick.
I'm sure
he's probably, maybe you've told them.
I think Anthony Anderson might have told this story on the air. I would love to.
My perspective.
Yeah.
So Anthony, this is my first time really doing anything like this. You know, I was on the soap, but it's like I had no experience. And Anthony walks up behind me. He's like, don't move. I'm like, what the hell? And he's pulling apart, like, my jacket was still stitched together. He's like, I got you. So at that point, I knew he was a guy that cared, you know? And so we go into this palace where we have armed guards standing around us. And I just keep hearing, like, hooty-hoo. I'm like, and that's like a universal call for
it's a call
everybody
for
black in the room. Let's meet somewhere. And so I'm like, I'm like in the middle of a conversation. I just hear that out of nowhere. And I just see, like, certain people migrating toward certain corners of the palace, right?
It's tedious.
And then, I'm like, this looks like something I need to be involved in. And I started migrating myself, right? And we all just kind of met. And Anthony Anderson came over to me. He said, we're meeting in a corner. We're taking a picture. Just when you hear the call, just make sure you get over there. He said that to me earlier. And it like occurred to me that was the call. I was like,
hoody-hoo.
I'm like, and so all of the black men in the corner. And at first the guards were like, you can't take pictures in here. Then the Prince of Monaco was like, they're fine. You know, he let us do it because they don't allow photos in there at all.
Yeah.
And so we picked the wall. We all took a picture, and it was like all the other like demographics were just very shocked. They was like, we don't know what's happening. Like, they just had to watch us all take a picture.
You look kind of still shocked that this is happening right there. Like you kind of.
Well, at this point, everyone's looking at us.
Everybody.
And the guards as well, you know.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, let's take the picture, man.
Let's go.
You got it? Okay, cool. But
and there's
it's
Anthony
incredible experience.
And 50 right there in the middle.
50 right in the middle. Yep. Yeah. 50 was the biggest star there, man. When he showed up, it was like, yo, 50's
crazy,
here.
Right?
Yeah, we're taking a
Prince
picture.
Prince was like, yo, I want a picture with you. Like, man, bro, this is your palace, you know. No, but yeah, great. Look at all those amazing creators and actors there.
And so, there's TJ in the back.
Somehow I made
T-Dog
my way
in the back.
Picture.
Okay.
Just you're everywhere, TJ. That's all. You are royalty. You're your own sense of royalty, though, for sure. Hey, Rome, what a pleasure to have you on. Congrats on season 4. Congrats on winning the Celebrity All-Star Game.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. MVP.
MVP. Pardon me. My bad. My bad. Good luck to all your winning teams. Because they need it, because you root for all the losers. And come back anytime. Come back anytime.
Absolutely, man. I can't wait to come back and please just sit down and talk to you. Thanks for being here. This is really dope. No. I've always watched this and been like, one day I'll get on there.
And now you have. And if you want to come back and during the NBA playoffs and, you know, just chop it up and kind of be like, you sat down and like, oh, we have all the games on. Like, you were kind of psyched that we had the games on. But come back and, you know, break down the playoffs, NBA playoffs. Let's do it.
I'd love that.
You know, for sure. I would like that too. Rome Flynn. You try. Listen for the call.
I got to go. That's my cue.
From El Segundo to Monaco. That's where he's going. Everybody check out Godfather of Harlem on April 13th on MGM Plus. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. The same way you know you've got to make sure your lucky jersey is clean on game day or your team might lose. Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I need new rotors.
When you buy 2 Duralast rotors during our spring sale, you get Duralast brake pads free.
Free?
With the rotors.
Well, that's great. What if I need extra stopping power?
You can upgrade to Duralast gold pads for just $10.
So Duralast pads are free?
Yep.
And an upgrade is just $10?
That's right. Part of the spring sale at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Anthony Anderson, he's over there with TJ right now. He told a story. We're back live on the air, by the way. Put the photograph up.
Yeah, we're back.
Photograph up. Anthony, is he still wearing his mic? Okay, yeah. Just real quick, tell the story. Can you tell the story real fast?
With that photograph. So we're in Monaco at the International Television Festival. Okay, let's put this. And Prince Albert. Yeah, and Prince Albert is I'm friendly with Prince Albert. So when you're at the castle, when you're at the palace, you're not allowed to take pictures. And so we're taking pictures, and they're like, they come stop me. And I was like, no, Prince Albert said I can take pictures, and they shrink away. And so I go to every black person there, and you saw the group of us, 50 Cent, myself, TJ. So I was like, hey guys, we're gonna take a black picture at the palace. And they were like, what? I said, we're gonna take a black picture at the palace. And they're like, okay. And they're like, when? I was like, you'll know when. So, 5 or 10 minutes later, people in various conversations. I was like, okay, it's time to take the picture. So I just give the call. Hootie hoo! And people are mid-conversations, and I'll be right back. I gotta go take the black picture. So we all gather around the steps in the back.
I was in the middle of getting someone's phone number too. I'll
be right back. Yeah, so we're in the middle, and we go in the back, and you know, we take a picture. Jesse Smollett, 50 Cent, myself, my wife. TJ
Jefferson.
TJ.
Now of the Rich Eisen Show. You
know, yeah. From Monaco to El Segundo.
That's it. Yeah, Rome and Rome Flynn is just stuck around to see that. I love it. Have a good day. Take care. Yeah, that's fun. Like I was telling Rome and his friends, you know.
Jamal and Jamal.
It's Jamal and Jamal. Jamal Squared. There they go. I just love when stories get told. I can say 2018 and then 2025.
Right.
Somebody else from the photographs telling that story.
From Monaco to El Segundo.
Very cool.
I just love it that proves I'm not lying when I share these stories.
That's right. So Baylor advances.
Got that.
They were moving on.
Did you get that? I got that right, too.
Yeah, Bob Morris had it to within 2, and now Alabama's up 10.
Yeah, that's
With how much is left in that one? A significant amount of time, right?
Yeah. 148 or not?
Like a minute and a half.
It's over.
They're all nearing the 12-minute mark, 12-minute timeout. of the second half, and Iowa's just
pounding
Lipscomb.
Yeah, Iowa State.
Under 12.
Of 23.
Yeah, 55-30. That one's toast.
First half, Memphis, Colorado State is a 4-point game.
I just love seeing Penny Hardaway on the sideline.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, the Michigan women advanced earlier. That's good news. Fantastic. Very good.
Women's tournament got underway today.
That's right. UCLA coach Corey Close will be coaching tonight. We mentioned her because she is the guest, the first ever in-studio guest of Women's Sports Now, which can be seen right here on Roku. Go check out that first episode.
Kentucky narrowly avoided the 4-13 upset. They won by one over Liberty.
Oh, is that right?
On the women's side.
Women's side, yeah. It is a 10-point lead for Alabama, and it's tight with Memphis and Colorado State, but it's still a long way to go. It's still the first half, right?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're coming to close in the first half right there. Yeah. That's your NCAA update right here.
NCAA, Mr. Chow.
Very good. All right, that was a lot of fun. Good stuff right there. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. UConn tonight, gents. This is it.
That Danny Hurley, my guy.
I can't imagine they're going to go back to back and then one and done. I just can't.
I would be shocked.
With all due respect to Oklahoma.
They were up and down all season, too, man. They were like, UConn was not.
Let's see. What is the line in that?
That's Mike's way of saying he works college basketball.
UConn's 6.5-point favorites.
Is that are they really?
Yeah.
That's a large amount for a team that's in an 8-9 game.
It's a good number.
Those are like coin tosses, right?
Yeah. Pick'ems. Look, Rich, they have covered 12 straight NCAA tournament games.
Which means they're the greatest team ever,
yes.
Right? That they not only great teams, good teams.
Yeah,
do,
good teams win, Rich, great teams, but great teams cover.
I've been around enough degenerates to have heard that.
No, I sit next to one.
Ubery is delivering game day deals all tournament long because you can't watch 8 hours of basketball a day on an empty stomach. From burgers to wings, pizza to chicken sandwiches, whatever you're craving, Uber Eats has deals on all your game day favorites, so you don't have to miss a single buzzer beater. Get game day deals on all your favorites only on Uber Eats. Order now. Remember, get game day deals on all your favorites only on Uber Eats. Order now. Monday's show, our friend who had a meal in Bologna on yesterday's program is going to be here in studio, Seth Rollins. You might try to treat him like an NFL free agent. Don't let him leave the building in terms of no contest wrestling.
I mean, he's had a long day. He's going to have a long day.
I know that because I think he's good. Sarah Tiano was on Good Morning Football today.
She did, yeah. She had a 5 a.m. wake up this morning, and I did not fall asleep after, so I'm also tired.
I would have thought she would have had to get up earlier than that.
I think she was doing the overtime.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Which is right here on Roku,
yeah.
Just like... I don't care about being promotional. Just like Sarah and Colleen Wolf, who was sitting in on Good Morning Football today.
Because
Jamie Erdahl is doing the tournament.
Correct. Yep.
From New York for CBS. Yep. I heard her doing the updates.
Tournament updates, yeah.
Right? And they were talking Good Morning Football. They were talking about Women's Sports Now, which was greatly appreciated. There it is. Fun stuff. Renee Montgomery is an absolute star.
Yeah.
Have you ever met her? Have you guys met her?
I did.
I think we followed
her for the first time.
Zoomed
in. She wasn't here.
Did you meet my friend Kelsey the other day?
I did.
Okay, so
she was here.
Yeah, she's really big in the whole world of women's sports. So
right, she was here with UCLA, I think.
Yeah, so I think she had introduced Renee and I on Twitter years ago, but we've never actually met.
You got to stick around on a Wednesday just to meet her, too.
The happiest first person in that photo is Colleen Wolf because she looks tall on that photo.
What do you mean? What are you trying to say?
That she's like 5 feet tall.
Well, I don't know what the big deal is. I don't know why you're...
What are you saying? She's taller. Colleen is taller than a WNBA player in that photo.
Are you height shaming?
I'm not.
I don't know. Then I don't know how Susie got the guy. That photograph is Susie in a nutshell because, you know, that's the way she drives when you're trying to go to the same place as her. She's always got to be in front. She's always got to be first in line. At any rate, new episodes Thursday for Women's Sports Now. All right. Seth Rollins Monday.
Let's go.
That's right.
Cage
right.
Brockman Monday.
Is he gonna be here?
I don't know why he would want to miss
it. We will create a note for Cage's teacher for Seth Rollins to sign.
We're figuring it out.
Oh, it's got to happen.
He's
on Monday's probable. Show. We'll be back on the Roku channel to wrap it up. For everyone else, have a great weekend.
Peace.